playing with orchestra in Perth.
At my high window, lost in thought, I stand. The Indian Ocean's silent mass contained beyond this sparkling western capital. Eastward, the vast Australian continent of fertile hills and lonely nullarbor, of Namatajira reds and white ghost gums, stretches away to far Pacific shores. The hemisphere of black nocturnal sky is hung with stars, unfathomable worlds that lie in cold remoteness from the earth. But close at hand, tall buildings gleam, and lamps outline the margins of the River Swan. The traffic passes up and down the streets like blood through veins, the animating force bespeaking here the dominance of man. And I am but a corpuscle, a speck still breathing in the eternal scheme of life, so insignificant, ephemeral. Yet in these precious days I've known a world which but a few are called upon to share, a world of agony and ecstasy that only a musician feels at heart. The plaintive oboe solo and the rise of cello phrases on the higher strings, the notes of doom that throb from timpani, the surge of brass, the vibrant violins, and piano chords that mount to climaxes in which one feels possessed, engulfed by sound. Strange as one contemplates the scope of such a universe, so ordered and sublime, that it should be so hard and mean so much to give one quaver its due point in time.